Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and everyone. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. I trust that everybody having a glorious day. And this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I'm so glad that you tuned into the broadcast. And we have a treat for you. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for the rain. Thank God for the sunshine. And I tell you, it's been great. And thank God for the grass. We need the water and then the rain because it helped wash away a lot of pollen in the air. But, you know, I thank and praise that this is a special week coming up Sunday with Palm Sunday coming up to Resurrection, Easter on Sunday coming. And I tell you, this week been a glorious week because I don't know about you, but it remind me of why Jesus had to come, not only come, but had to die. So I just thank and praise the Lord for it. And we've been in a series, we've really been talking about the value of renewing your mind. And there too, again, that is so important. It is so important that in order for us to experience reap our inheritance, we have to keep our mind renewed. I was also thinking about another scripture the Bible tells us in Proverbs, the 18th chapter in the 14th verse, from the Amplified Translation, it says, "The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and a broken spirit, who can raise up a bear?" So there too, again, it's a growing process, you know, and I don't know about you, you know, it have been in my past. I used to find myself getting impatient and allow myself, and the reason why I use that word, because as you come into the knowledge of why Jesus came and what Jesus accomplished for us, you know, the Bible tells us a familiar passage of scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And you know, when you know why he came to give us life. That's why the Bible tells us in John 10:10, "The thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I came that you may have life." You know, if you haven't been born again, you're really not experiencing life. You know, now, according to the natural, if you view that from the natural perspective, oh, I'm enjoying life. But, you know, the Bible tells us how we were all in Ephesians, the second chapter, how we were dead in our trespasses. And see, your spirit was dead, you know. But when we get saved, our spirit man come alive. And that's when Jesus talked about the life that he came to give us. But as I stated, we've been talking about the value of the importance of renewing your mind. And we've been, like I said, all this month, that's what we've really been talking about, renewing your mind, because we walk according to the Bible tell us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, it's amazing how many born-again believers is still allowing what they see and what they fear dominate them instead of walking by faith. But as I stated, it's a process. I'm going to give you some scriptures, and we're going to continue with this because, like I said, I think this is very important. I would listen at this minister, one that I kind of listen at a lot, and he's been talking about for the last 40 days, he's been talking about, you know, really, he talking about renewing your mind as well. He talking about the negative thoughts, defeat, thoughts of, you know, sickness and disease. And he was talking about how we supposed to continue to renew our mind and how to renew our mind. You know, I found out you can remember scriptures, but listen, you have to make up in your mind to have faith in the scriptures that you memorize. Okay, we're gonna go on and pray. We're gonna go on and pray right now. We're gonna pray right now. And Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we said thank you for this opportunity. Father, we give you praise. And I'm having some technical difficulty right now. I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to fix this. I hope I'm still coming clear through. I hope I'm still coming through. If anyone out there, I wish you could let me know that I'm still coming through because I'm having some difficult problem right now. Praise the Lord. We were having some difficult problems. So I pray that you just held on. I pray you didn't just cut it off or turn us off, but we're just going to continue. But as we stated, we've been talking about the importance of renewing your mind because it's so important in order to really walk or experience the victorious life that Jesus came and died for. We have to have some knowledge, and knowledge is so important. And like I said, we got stuck. I'm going to put it this way. I kind of got stuck in Romans, the sixth chapter, and we're going to go right there. We got stuck in Romans, the sixth chapter, but it's so important because, you know, sometimes we can get impatient, but we need to realize the Bible tells us we have to grow in grace. We have to grow in grace because the Bible said we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. It's a growing process. You know, you don't expect, even though a child have everything in it for an adult, but that child have to develop, and I mean grow in the process of developing and the growing, it'll develop into what it's supposed to be. We like a butterfly. You know how a butterfly go through the cocoon. It's a cocoon first, but guess what it does? It do develop, and it's the same way with spiritual things. And so many times people can miss out on fulfilling their destiny, their purpose that God have for them if they don't understand. In Mark, the fourth chapter, it says, when anyone hears the kingdom, when you hear the laws and the principles of the kingdom, or better yet, what God would have you to do, if you don't have some understanding about it, you know, you can miss it because the Bible said the thief, he'll come. The Bible said the enemy come immediately. And that's why whenever you get some knowledge, some understanding and revelation on the scripture, you need to take time to meditate on it and study it because if you don't, the enemy will steal it. It's quick and with the way he come about, the Bible said neither give place to the devil. He can come through your circumstances. He can come through misunderstanding, the spirit of detraction. He do all of that because, you know, once that word get really planted and rooted and grounded with you, he ain't going to be able to dominate you. He ain't going to be able. And, you know, I found out with words. Jesus said on one occasion, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, he said, you can speak to, he said, not. He said, speak to the mountain. Better yet, he's talking about speaking to your situation. I hear one minister spoke on this one time. They were saying, with your word, you can change your circumstances. But like I said, a lot of time we get impatient and we think if I said with the word, if I apply the word to my situation one time, it'll change. Not necessarily true. You got to be consistent, just like on a job. You don't just go on that job one day because you understand, depend upon the hours that job requires you to work. You got to work faithfully them hours and do what they say, and then you will reap the benefits from it. But if you don't, you suffer the consequences. And a lot of times people don't realize as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. So as we stated, we're going to go back to Romans the sixth chapter. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day because this is another day that you have made. And Father, we just thank you as we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday. Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor for all that you have done. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding to all of us that would tune in to this broadcast. And I cover each one that have tuned in with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We bind the spirit of detraction. And I thank you. We loose enlightenment. We loose understanding and revelation to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank and praise the Lord. We always send out a shout out to Apostle Armstrong. He is the founder of this broadcast. So, God, we thank you for him. I thank God how God continued to renew his strength, how God continued to protect his body, and he walking in divine health. I thank God that he's stronger today than he ever been. And I thank God for gracing him to continue to walk in and fulfill his God-given purpose. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's why we shared in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, it tells us that the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. And as I stated on Monday, when it come down to the word of God, I don't care what you teach on or what message that come through you, it going to always come back. It'll start with faith. It's going to always come back to faith. Faith is believing and trusting and having confidence in what God's word say about us, about you and I. I say this all the time. I compare my Bible to a manual. Most appliances you buy, it come with a manual. And that manual give you specific instruction how to use that product that you buy. And you know, and it tell you if it don't work, most of them have a number on that you can call them about it, and plus an address that you can return it back to. Well, to me, the Bible is that. You know, regardless of what I hear some people saying about the Bible, it been proven to me that, as Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. And I done found out you can do just what is written. You can do it because God made it possible through Jesus' coming, death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus was the first one that walked on this earth and was the example and showed us how it is done, how we can walk in it, how we can benefit from it. But the word of God been tried, tested, and proven. And you know, so many times we get in the natural or in the flesh and we want to figure out that's not faith. When you find yourself frustrated and you complaining, you got a lot of question marks, you done got out of faith. And you in the natural, you know. So there too again, let's go back to Romans the 6th chapter, and we're going to begin at that 11th verse. It said, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. Listen, likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those who are alive from the dead, in your member as instrument of righteousness unto God, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. There too again, like I said, all of this, you have to see this and receive it by faith. And if you read Romans, the seventh chapter, Paul was struggling with the outward man. He was struggling with some things, but he showed us by coming into the knowledge and understanding about what Christ had did, that Christ was the one that set him free from the struggle. And y'all, from Galatians, the Bible tell us that the spirit and the flesh gonna always be in a battle. What you mean? Because our outward man constantly want to have dominion. and we said this in one of this in one of the sessions of teaching this him that when Adam sinned, when Adam sinned in the God, the flesh, before he sinned, his spirit man was in control. The spirit man was in control, but after Adam and Eve sinned, the flesh took on the outward man through the lust, through the desires of the outward man. That's the way they was led. Well, the communication between him and the spirit, which was God, were cut off, so he wasn't being able to communicate with God. And a lot of times, like I said, when you read, ask the Holy Spirit for bring some enlightenment, bring some understanding and revelation. Because his soul, that's why one of the reasons it was so important that Jesus told the apostles to go to Jerusalem and stay there till they be endued with power. According to the Gospel of John, when you read the 14th, 15th, and the 16th chapter, it talk about the Holy Spirit. It tell us what the Holy Spirit does, and it is important. No, the Holy Spirit don't just have you just speaking in tongues. That ain't the only use. It's more to the Holy Spirit than just speaking in tongues and dancing and shouting. I don't know about nobody else. I had to learn that. And there, too, again, you have to learn it as well. But I'm going to read down some more. I'm in Romans 6, and I'm in the 15th verse. I'm reading it from the King James Version. It says, what then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Now, Apostle Paul really repeating himself because he said that in the beginning of that sixth chapter. Shall we continue sin that grace may abound? Grace is not a license to sin, but we're not going in depth about that, but it's not a license to sin. But he went on to say, he said, 16th verse, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanks that ye were the servant of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you, being then made free from sin. Now, I don't know about you, but this, you know, a lot of times if you just read this and if you've been saved for any length of time, you might look and say, well, hey, look, I'm past all that. I know that, Prophet Miller. But guess what? When adversity hit your house, when temptation hit, are you able to walk in this and experience what it's saying? Come on, somebody. And see, this is what I'm saying. It's easy just to read these words off the page. It's even easier to remember them. But when temptation comes, adversity, persecution, affliction, when all of that show up, what's coming out of your mouth? How do you respond to it? When the outward man, or when the temptation comes, that says something, you ain't got no business. You know, we give place to the devil through our words, because at first it come a thought, then it's our word, then it's our action. And there too again, you know, I was talking to one of my spiritual sons, and he was telling me he had just got back from California during a service. It was, I think he said, a week of service, and he was telling me, he said, Mama, he said, here's a lot of saints. Is allowing their flesh to dominate them, you know. And that's why it's so important. Hosea 4 and 6 that God, people destroy for lack of knowledge. And I'm telling you, it is so important. Most of you that have tuned in to us on this broadcast, you know, I'm constantly talking about the word. I'm constantly telling you that you need to read the word. I'm constantly saying you need to put your eyes on it. Because believe it or not, we words dominate all of us, or we're controlled by our words. Words is always, we speak in words all the time. And there too again, the Bible said we are snared by the words that come out of our mouth. I think of what James said on one occasion. He said, sweet water and bitter water shouldn't come out the same. Out of fountain, you would not get sweet water and then turn to bitter water. Well, he compared the words that come out of our mouth. It's like water coming from a fountain. The psalmist said, I set a watch over my mouth. I keep the doors to my lip. And there too again, all of this is important. But like I said, when you go and read I advise you, I told even in one of the series, I said, go read the whole chapter of Romans, the sixth chapter. You need to answer 7 and 8, because Paul talked about things that have been accomplished in Christ, but a lot of them hadn't walked in the experience of it. They hadn't experienced that. And see, a lot of time, once you get born again, if that unrenewed soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, he will have you to believe sometimes, I can't be saved. Because when certain temptation or trials come, instead of me walking and doing exactly what the word says, I find myself doing the opposite. I've been there. And sometimes that's why it's so important, like I said, we have to keep this mind renewed. Okay, he gone down. I'm reading in that, I'm still in Romans 6, and we're at the 18th verse. Well, let me read 17 again. He said, but God be thanks that ye were the servant of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, being made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness. Now, when he said free from sin, he talking about the power, the nature of it. That's why Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are new. Now, a lot of time, the enemy would tempt us to go back in our past. He will have other people to remind of us our former lifestyle. But you're not that person anymore. And that's why if you don't renew your mind from your past, you would never be able to walk in the future. Because from time to time, through temptation, even through adversity, through people, your mind will want to go back to the former you. I thank God something that late Kenny Hagin Sr. said in one of his books. He said before he got saved, he used to steal, you know, and he would he'll pick a lock. He could unlock anything. And he said he met up with some of his friends. They seen him out, and they were talking, and they was talking about what he used to do. And he said he made this statement, and he told them, I don't remember that. And they said, oh, Kenny, you know you used to do that. And he kept saying, I don't remember that. What he was saying, and I like that, because sometimes if you ain't careful, people and even the enemy will have you to go back and talk, meditate, and even start, I used to do this, and honey, child, I did this, and you know. But even when I hear some saints say that, oh, you don't want to make me mad because, honey, you know I'm from the street and you don't know what I'm like. You know I ain't always saved. I'm not, you know. And I listen and come words like that, and I'm saying to myself, you walking in an unrenewed mind. You still instead of acknowledging, I'm gonna show you that instead of acknowledging who you are in Christ, you acknowledging who the old person used to be. And you can't do that. That'll bring confusion. But anyway, he said, being then made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because it infirms your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servant to uncleanness and iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servant to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye yet were the servant of sin, ye were free from righteousness. He said, now when you was a sinner, you were free from walking into righteousness, having that right standing with God. He said, what fruit had ye then in those things where ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. He come at your former lifestyle versus your present lifestyle. And this way, he said, you got to reckon yourself, and that's something you and I have to do. That's not your pastor's responsibility. That's not nobody's responsibility but ours. We have to choose. I think I said in Deuteronomy in the beginning of the series of teaching about the importance of renewing your mind. And Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, in the 19th verse, he was saying, I said before you life and death. As I stated, that was one of the first scripture that the Holy Spirit brought a reality to me that you know, you got to choose. And then according to Isaiah, the first chapter, I think it's the 19, the 18th verse, it tells us if we will it in obedience.
We should eat the good of the land. Do you not know you got a lot of born-again believers? Yeah, they saved, they sanctified, they don't receive Jesus. But do you not know they still in the wilderness? The wilderness, lack of food, they in poverty, they don't have joy, they don't have peace. They still experience, you know, sickness and disease and all of that. When God revealed to the children of Israel about the promised land, you know, the promised land that are fruitful and all of that, you know, that's God's will for all of us. But a lot of born-again believers, even as Matthew 7 said, when he said it was two men that built a house. And one of the men that built his house, he did what he needed to do and keeping God commanded. He was fruitful. He was steadfast. And one heard the word and didn't do what the word say. And his life was what really, it was destroyed. You know, he didn't have the peace. He didn't have the joy. He didn't experience none of that. And so it is with all of us, you know. And like I said, as a prophet of God, God want all of us, listen at me good, God want all of us to experience this abundant life. I found out a lot of times, and I used to think like this, you go into church and somebody lay hands on you, everything going to shift. That's not true. That's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily going to happen all the time. I found out some churches I go in, God don't have me to prophesy. The Lord have me to give them the word, tell them what the word say. You see, because God ain't told us to live by prophecy. But he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. In the hour of temptation, when Jesus was led of the Spirit in the wilderness, in the hour of temptation, Jesus spoke what was written. And sometimes, y'all, we can be double-minded. Been there, done that. Tempted to do it sometime now. Sometimes you can be double-minded when you're being tempted. We say, yeah, I know what God say, but. I know what the word say, but. That's when you have to, because that's when the enemy trying to get you to walk by sight and walk by feeling and not by what God's word say. Okay? And he going to say, what fruit have ye then in those things wherein ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being free from sin and becoming servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Y'all, God's still crying out for holiness. God still requires us to be holy. God still crying out that we live a sanctified life, a consecrated life, separated from the world. We do not post it, let the world dictate to us as born-again believers. The Bible said the earth is groaning for the sons of God to come forth. And this in the hour, if it ever been, we as sons, that we are believers, we need to stand up for what's right. You know, and one of the things, you know, the enemy got, like I said, and I say this a lot of time that people might not like it. God love homosexuals and lesbians. He hate their lifestyle. And it tells us about it in Romans, the first chapter. You know, we in this modern time, people act like everything is accepted in the kingdom of God. No, it's not. It's not. It's not accepted. It's not going to be accepted in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven. It's not going to be accepted, and people need to realize that, you know. People say, well, if I go to hell, God sent me. No, God didn't send you to hell. You choose to go because you choose not to go the way that he made for you. Jesus said, I'm the truth. I'm the way. I'm the truth and the life, and he is. But it's your choice. He's not going to make you live right. You know, one of my the prophets that I communicate with from time to time, Prophet Jonathan, he blessed me. He said he used to travel in his ministry. They would get in the debate about homosexual, whether they were born that way. He said, and God, really, God gave him some revelation, and God told him not to argue with whether they were born like that or not, but let them know. I know if you get born again in Jesus, you won't be a homosexual. So there too, again, we're going to have to stand flat-footed and tell people, even if it's in your family. And sometimes them the hardest one to minister to. But I found out through praying, fasting, that God will give you words to say to people. But there too, again, no, I don't care who you are. God don't hate you. He hates your lifestyle, but he loves you. And God, through Jesus Christ, God made it possible that he can, do it. He'll do away with that sin nature. And he'll give you a godly nature that you'll want to live right. You won't have a desire to do those things you used to do. But once you get born again, it is a must that you get in the Word and read the Word. I find out a lot of times people want a quick fix. Like I say, as a prophet of God, I go and say, what is the Lord saying? They won't, they have, no, it don't work that way. We want everything instantly. We want everything, you know, we want a quick fix. It don't work like that, y'all. I mean, you know, I was in a great surprise when I found out it didn't work like that. But God began to teach me, I want you to live by my word. I remember one time in my life, and that before I come into the knowledge that I was a prophet, I used to go to church. It was when I came into the knowledge about prophets. Didn't know that much about them. But when the little bit of knowledge I did know, every time I went to a service, I'm going there, I want the prophet to prophesy to me. And God began to let me know, I told you to live by every word proceeded out of my mouth, not by prophecy. Because we got some people prophesying. And a lot of people being deceived. They being misled because they don't understand when you receive a prophecy, you got to do warfare for it. It's conditional for the most of it. Okay, I got to get on. But he said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay. Excuse me. Let's go to Philemon. Let's go to him. Let's go. I want to show you because it shows you by acknowledging. That's why I've been trying to get. Your confession is so important. The Bible said Jesus is the high priest of our confession. The Bible said through our profession. And y'all, I'm telling you, it is so important that as you renew your mind, the way you want to experience what he said, you got to speak it. Faith is believing first, and then you will see, or better yet, then you will experience it. A lot of people, they can't walk in the redemption work of Christ when it comes down, well, you know, I'm in a generation curse. No, you've been redeemed from the curse. Whatever held my ancestors up, especially the ones that wasn't saved or the ones that didn't come into the, that is not me. I don't receive that. That's why I don't really like sometimes when I go to the doctor and they start asking you about your family tree. You know, did so-and-so have the this? Because a lot of times, some of them, they had said, well, if they had, it's possible it's going to be in your lineage, not in mine. I've been redeemed from that. That's the curse. But guess what? I have to get my mind renewed because a lot of times, we have a lot of things in our subconscious, believe it or not. Now, don't get the blood of Jesus and cleanse us from. But I'm telling you, that's why it's so important to know what the words say, because that unrenewed soul, an unrenewed mind. Remember when Jesus was crucified, those disciples went back to fishing. They went back to that what they former did. Well, now I'm gonna use this scripture. Now in Matthew 12, I think about the 42nd verse or something in there. Jesus made this statement when he cast out a demon, and they would say he did it by the spirit of Beelzebub. And Jesus said, "How Satan don't divide himself. He said, kingdom divide by itself won't stand. Well, the point he was saying, he said, when an unclean spirit goes out of man, you know, he said, that spirit, what it does, if the house is vacant, he compared us to a house. If the house is vacant and haven't been swept and cleaned out, if it didn't refill itself, them spirits will come back to it. And that's why so many times, if you ain't a student of this word and being consistent in renewing your mind, what happened is the former things will show up, and you'll find yourself going back to it. And that's why I'm telling you it is so important to get your mind renewed and keep it. Philemon. In Philemon, it tell us, and that look at in that first chapter, and for time's sake, I'm just going to read down to the sixth verse. It said, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in prayer, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou have towards the Lord Jesus and towards our saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Listen, acknowledging. And that is so powerful. When you know, since I've been in Romans the 6th chapter, one of my daily confessions, even, you know, just through the day, it come up, I said, and you've been crucified with Christ. It's no more and live, but Christ liveth in her. Now, one of the verses in Galatians and the earnest in Rome. And then I said, and you reckon yourself dead to sin. When the thought come up, maybe thought being offended with somebody, not doing what's right, and you dead to sin, and you alive unto righteousness. And I noticed when I begin to say that. See, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I believe about the 3rd verse, it said we have to catch, first he said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't walk after the flesh. But he said, we got to cast down every imagination and every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, bringing them thoughts into captivity. Well, the way you do, you got to cast it down. You got to open your mouth and say what the word said when that thought hit. Now, Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, he tells us to take no thought for your life. You got a lot of believers sitting around worrying about what's happening on this earth. Now, David said one scripture I stand on. David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken, neither they see begging for bread. Now, there too again, and I say this when I hear people, well, they're going to be like a food. They're going to be like a this. I ain't going to lack for nothing because he told me I won't lack for nothing. Now, y'all, we have to be careful, especially when someone will bring fear. When someone will bring fear. Now, if the Holy Spirit leading you to do things, you do what he tells you to do. I'm not speaking against what the Holy Ghost said. But don't allow fear to dominate your life. We got a lot of people allowing fear, dominate them when it comes down to the election, dominate them what's happening on the earth. Don't let fear dominate you. We're supposed to let faith dominate us. Where faith is love. The Bible said, perfect love casts out fear. What it means? You need to know that God loves you. I know God loves me, so God is not going to be putting no sick and disease on me. God loves me. God ain't going to cause no accident or something bad to happen to me. That's not God, y'all. But an unrenewed mind will do that. It'll begin the enemy have you thinking. The Bible say how many are going to depart from the faith and they're going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. And see, there too again, that's why I'm reading these scriptures. Get your mind renewed and learn to say when Jesus was being tempted. I mean, that's a good example right there, even with Joseph. When Joseph was tempted to lie with Potiphar's wife, Joseph opened up his mouth and he began to say he would not do that to Potiphar, nor would he do that because he was a servant of God. But when David was tempted, when he seen Bathsheba taking a bath, he should have. I'd have heard a lot of ministers, Dr. Turner, one that I think highly of, and I give God praise him. Dr. Turner said, give a quick look. Jump back. I think that's what he said, if I'm quoting it right. And a lot of times, believe it or not, if you look at something long enough, you'll find yourself trying to do it. It's just like with a thought. And I mentioned this on one of the series. Anytime when I start thinking about ice cream, if I think about it too long, I'm going to find a way to go get me some ice cream. And that's why it's so, the Bible says, a man thinking in his heart, so is he. You become what you think. You begin to say what you think. And that's why in Joshua, the 1st chapter, it tells us how we need to meditate in the word day and night. We're going to be getting in Proverbs and some more than what we had in the past. Okay, but he said that the communication of thy faith may become effective by the acknowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love because the bow of the saints are refreshed by these brothers. Okay. I'm going to take you to, I think I'm on 2 Peter. I want to show you that because, as I said, we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday, and y'all, I'm telling you, Jesus done already paid the price for you and I. Now, in 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, I'm going to read the first 4 verses. It says, Simon Peter, servant and apostle Jesus Christ, to them that have attained the like precious faith, with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied. Listen, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has, that's past tense, given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, plural, not singular, that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue to knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. You see what he's talking about? There too again, he come after knowledge. Hosea 4:6. So God people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Are you following? You see what I'm trying to show you? That according to the word, we are new creation in Christ Jesus. But in order to experience it, it's something you and I to do. Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm telling you, this is so good because, as I say, you are responsible for renewing your mind. Are you hearing me? Not me, not your leader, but you. You are responsible for renewing your mind. Okay, Lord. Okay. Okay, it's up to you. It's up to you and I to renew our mind. God ain't going to do that for us. He's not going to do that. I like some also. Mostly in Apostle Paul epistle, a lot of times he was expired to pray certain prayers by the Holy Spirit. Now, in Colossians, the first chapter, 9-14, it said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, Colossians, the first chapter, the 9th verse, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spirit to understand. You don't see he said anything about natural, do it. See, Jesus said on one occasion, the words that we speak are spirit and life. The word of God is spirit. You have to use the Holy Spirit, help us to discern, help us to understand the word of God. You just can't understand the word with your five cents because it ain't going to make sense. It never add up. It don't make sense to forgive people that keep mistreating you. It don't make sense for you to do right by people, but they don't return to do right by you. And a lot of times, if you ain't careful, you'll get tripped up. Well, they ain't doing it. No. I'm a Christian. I'm the light of the world. You the light of the world. He said, the knowledge of his will and our wisdom, spirit, and understanding, that ye might walk word of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Look. This is what I want you to see. Who has, there too again, past tense. Now, a lot of times, like I said, the scripture I'm reading, you might not feel like it. That's why we not supposed to be people led by what we see or what we feel that's contradicting what God's word say. Because what we see, if it's not lining up with what the word of God says, it is subject to change. But in order for it to change, you got to apply what the word say. You got to keep saying it. That's why the Bible said you have what you said. It didn't say the only way you're going to have what you prayed, and I pray I'm not going too fast, but the only way you're going to experience what the Bible say, you got that walk in it. You got to keep saying it and believing it. Okay? But he said, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have, he talking past tense, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And see, there too again, all of this, if you don't have it, if you going by what you think and how you feel, a lot of times you ain't going to feel like you saved. A lot of times your thoughts, it going to have you think, well, if I'm saved, why I'm thinking like this? If I'm saved, and during the time of temptation, they mistreat me. Why I find myself wanting to do wrong? See, that's what you have to, when that thought comes, because the enemy trying to get you out of faith and get you over in your sin, in your feeling realm. And that's what messed you up. I'm telling y'all. But you ain't, no, I can't do that. I don't have a sin nature no more. I don't have a nature to rebel against God. All sin is rebelling against what God say. But I'm saved. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. Amen? My final scripture, let's go to Ephesians, the first chapter. I'm telling you, this is so important. And so many people, listen, I find out, it's good to name and claim it. But let me tell you something. If you name it and claim it and you ain't read, and you ain't when this word renewing your mind daily and keeping your emotion under total submission to those spirits, Paul said on one occasion, he said, I keep my body, his spirit was speaking, I keep my body under subjection that when I don't preach to other, I don't be a castaway. And y'all, this is so important. Now, to me, that's where the fight at. Okay, in Ephesians, the first chapter, here go Paul again. Paul being inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray again. And I might, if I don't finish this, we'll pick up on this on Monday if it's the Lord will. He said, blessed be the God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense again, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has, there go again, past tense, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we shall be holy without blame before him in love. See, God already know the remnant of people that going to live right. God already know. And if you're a born-again believer and you don't receive Jesus your Lord and say, you were chosen as one of those to walk in it. And guess what? You are mighty. See, God see me. God see me free, healed, delivered, prospered. That's the way God see me. And it based upon, because see, God is a God of integrity. The Bible tells us that God is not like man. God ain't like man to promise you something and because of maybe circumstances that he can't fulfill his promise. God ain't like that. God said, I think it's in Titus, the first chapter. The Bible tells us God will not lie. And God ain't going to lie. Remember the prophet Balaam, when they want him to curse the children of Israel, he said, I can't curse who God done blessed. And I don't understand sometimes when you got leaders that, you know, some people, not only just leader, but some people want to curse you. Listen, I found this out. When I'm walking in total alignment with what God say, and I know what this word say, I can resist your curse. No, you can't curse me. I don't hear some, oh, I'm going to curse him. No. Yeah, you can speak negative about me. But those word curses would not be fulfilled because the Bible said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And when I stand in line with that word, that's what I stand in line with. God told me no weapon that formed against me shall prosper. The Bible tell me to submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. See, that's the kind of mindset. And if you go to Colossians, the third chapter, it talk about your mind. You got to keep your mind, I'm telling you. Some of you, I listen at some people, and they say, and they talk so negative. Oh me, po me. I ain't got this, I ain't got that. You don't know. You need to say, you be double-minded. You say, I ain't got this and I ain't got that, but God's going to supply my needs. You don't post to say, I ain't got this. I'm broken. God, I just thank you. I'm a tither. And God, I thank you for rebuking the devil for my sake. I thank you, Father, you said, he that give to the poor, lend it to the Lord. And the Lord pay back with interest. I thank you, Father. I done gave to the poor. I thank you, Father, you are repairing me. You rewarded me for giving to the poor. I thank you, God. You rebuking it about. You're not supposed to be going around here telling me, I ain't got this, I ain't got. If you go out there, God, you told me is no lack to them that walk upright. I walk upright before you. I thank you, God, for supplying that need. I thank you for doing it. But a lot of times, after some time people don't spoke that, they start looking at what they see in the natural instead of staying focused on what God wants. I'm telling you, I'm going right back to faith. Now, what is faith? The Bible said God framed the world with what was not seen. But with his words, he formed it. I think that's in Hebrews 11 chapter. And I'm telling you, this is so important. And like I said, it's always good when you're going to hear a resurrection message, why Jesus came and what he accomplished. But let me tell you something. Every day can be resurrection for you. Anything dead, you can call it back to life. Now, some, they're too good. I can hear this in my spirit. Somebody said, well, so-and-so died and this happened to someone. Let me tell you something. Each person have a will. Person have a will. And I learned this praying for people. You do not know what kind of conversation people be having with God. Don't let the enemy get you stuck in that avenue. And you walk around here mad at God. You don't know what your loved one said to the Lord before they died. I don't know. And I had to learn that. People, we do, and I'm telling you, the strongest thing about all of us is our will. We can will to receive from God. And we can will not to receive. Just like the word that I done shared with you today. We're going to pick up on Monday if the Lord will in Ephesians, the first chapter. But I'm telling you, get your mind and learn to say what the word say. Believe and then you will see. Believe, speak it, and then you will see it. I'm tired. I've been saying it for years. Keep saying it. The Bible says it's a time. When you go to the Ecclesiastes, it talk about a time to live. It's a time to die. It's a time to fight. It tell you, time to moan. You know, when that time, I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's so important. And I know we've been saying to get you, and I'm saying it to me, I got to keep my mind renewed. The Bible says, build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, in the Holy Ghost, it said the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost is same. But there too again, well, my time is up. And as I said, we're still talking about renewing the mind, the importance of it. Because I'm telling you, if you don't do something with that soul, which is your mind, will, and emotion, you won't experience, and you'll be double-minded. You'll be up one day, down the next day. Anybody ever been there other than me? You'll be up one day, down one day. And then I'm telling you, let the Lord help you with you, what's in your soul. A lot of times, you don't know what's in there. I was sharing with a lady. God showed me something about some jealousy in my heart. Over 10 years or maybe 20 years, and he said, you still got that in your heart. God showed that to me. See, as you walk with the Holy Ghost, he can show you things about you that you don't know. But once he revealed it to you, repent, and he do the rest. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you as we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday. I pray, Father, even those that will find themselves into somebody's church, I pray for that pastor that you would give them something that would really stir. And I pray for the spirit of conviction that it would stir them and cause them to see and behold the wondrous out of your laws. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.